Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A station along the Paco high-speed line on the Philadelphia side has been closed for decades, but it's coming back in part thanks to a $2.5 million federal grant. We get more from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
We've told you several times over the last few years about Patco's plans to restore service at what used to be the first Philadelphia stop on the line. In fact, last year, the agency pledged to do it with or without federal help. After twice being rejected, the feds gave a thumbs up this week. Patco GM John Rank.
The grant we received from the U.S. Department of Transportation will assist us in our $30 million project to reopen Franklin Square Station that has been closed since 1979. The money will help offset the cost to repair, remodel, and then reopen the station.
Design work is 90% complete. Hopes are to get that done, award the contract, to begin construction in about a year. By early 2023, the work should be completed to not only reopen the stop, but make it accessible to those with disabilities. It's thought 1,500 people will use the station daily. David Madden, KYW News Radio.